I'm Ryan Honer for WRPR News. I'm walking along the shattered boardwalk of Long Beach in Oceanside, New York, where in late October, Superstorm Sandy condemned many of the homes less than 100 yards away from me. Although the storm has come and gone, residents of this Long Island town remember the destruction.
I think we've lived here for 21 years. We've never even had flooding that's come into the house before.
That was the voice of resident Scott Davis, who said the aftermath of the storm was like nothing he had ever witnessed.
What image in particular would you say really struck you or you remember most about the storm?
The image that I remember most was looking out over the street at about 2 in the morning and just seeing the lights flashing from the transformer box explode.
Residents such as 72-year-old Jim LaMarca welcomed me into his home and expressed his feelings about more than just the loss of power for a staggering 16 days.
The worst part of the whole thing was it was 14 days that no one picked up any garbage. And everybody, you put on the news, you heard about Long Beach, you heard about Allen Park, but for some reason, Oceanside seemed to fall through the cracks.
On November 13th, the Long Island Power Authority restored power to 99% of its customers. The 1% that remained were Oceanside residents. The storm, however, did do something for the Oceanside community.
People on the block that didn't even know each other were now laughing together and holding each other.
Oceanside residents may have felt forgotten during the storm, but today, many can be seen rebuilding their homes as well as their lives. I'm Ryan Honer for WRPR News.